This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian officials say air defenses shot down two drones aimed at Moscow overnight. They say it was Ukraine's latest attempt to strike the Russian capital in an apparent campaign to unnerve to take the war to Russia. Moscow's mayor said Wednesday the drones were intercepted on their approach to the capital and there were no casualties. He says one of the drones came down south of Moscow and the other fell near the Minsk highway west of the city. As the military junta in Niger marked 2 weeks in power Wednesday, its leaders are appointing a government and rejecting calls for the negotiation, what analysts described as an attempt to entrench their power and show they're serious about governing the West African country in the face of an escalating regional crisis. On Monday, the junta said that civilian economists would be a prime minister. They also refused to admit mediation teams that planned to come Tuesday from the United States, I should say the United Nations, the African Union, and West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS. ECOWAS threatened to use military force if the junta did not reinstate the president by Sunday, a deadline the junta ignored. The death toll from recent flooding in China's capital has risen to over 30.
Days of heavy rain have hit areas in the city's mountainous western outskirts especially hard, causing the collapse of nearly 60,000 homes, damage to almost 150,000 others, and flooding of vast areas of cropland. Scores of roads have been damaged, along with more than 100 bridges. A senior Beijing official says the casualty and damage numbers are current as of Tuesday, and that rescue efforts remain underway. The official adds, given the level of damage, it could take up to 3 years to restore full functions. Other parts of China have also seen heavy flooding. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Dozens of flights and ferry services were grounded in South Korea ahead of a tropical storm that has dumped rain on Japanese island for a week. Strong winds were blowing on the resort island of Jeju during the afternoon, and rain was pouring in the area Wednesday. Forecasters expect a punishing impact from Kanin, which is forecast to move up the center of the country with high winds over several hours. Korean forecasters measured it as a typhoon strength, while Japanese forecasters measured it as a tropical storm. The eye of the storm is forecast to brush by Seoul, and as much as 2 feet of rain could fall in places. As Japan gets ready to release wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, there is fear and criticism about what it will do to the Japanese fishing industry. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from Tokyo.
The plan was approved by the International Atomic Energy Agency last month, but it has provoked anger from some environmental groups. Fishing communities, like those at Tokyo's Tsukiji Fish Market, also fear their livelihoods will be hit. Tomohisa Yoshimura, who sells dried bonito in the market, says the Japanese brand will decline. People will ask if the food is being properly checked. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.
There's a winning ticket in the Mega Millions jackpot that occurred Tuesday, the drawing that occurred Tuesday. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
There's one winning ticket in the $1.58 billion Mega Millions drawing, and lottery officials say it's in Florida. The numbers drawn Tuesday night are 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, and the yellow ball, 14. No one had won the Mega Millions jackpot since April 18th, and the prize grew to the third largest in U.S. history. The ticket holder or holders can take the $1.58 billion payout over a 30-year period, or take the lump sum of $783.3 million. Both amounts would be before taxes. I'm Donna Water.
Eight Amazon nations have called on industrialized countries to do more to help preserve the world's largest rainforest as they meet at a major summit in Brazil to seek to chart a common course on how to combat climate change. The leaders of South African nations, as they say South American nations, that are home to the Amazon meeting at a two-day summit that ends Wednesday, said the task of stopping the destruction of the rainforest cannot fall to just a few when the crisis has been caused by so many. The members of the Amazon Cooperation Treaty Organization are hoping a united front will give them a major voice in global talks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.